Hear the sinner say his prayer. He says, God, are you out there? Wish I'm man, I wish I might bust right through into the light.
Michael Perry, our guest today. Michael Perry in the Long Beds, you were just listening to, and that's a great way, I think, to get the show started. We'll be talking with Wisconsin author Michael Perry throughout the show, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to talking about our fall member drive. You know, your support is the foundation of funding for all our programs. In fact, it's the largest piece, and it's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for great discussions. And I'm happy to have Jennifer Dargan with me as well to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Jennifer, welcome. How are we doing on the drive?
Hey, Larry, thanks for having me. Well, I have an update here. Last hour, we heard from 15 new and returning members, and we want to say thank you so much for those gifts. And good news, Larry, right now we have a challenge. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000, and this generous match is from some of our current members, including a member in Sun Prairie. And basically, it means they're going to match every dollar that you give.
Kind of their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So right now, you can double your support for the programs you love just by giving right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars, and it's true. We do get funding from the federal government and from the state. But it's really the voluntary listener contributions that make up our largest source of funding for WPR programs.
And, of course, that means your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. So now that you know how important you are, you can make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe this is new information to you. Maybe you've been listening for a while without giving because you didn't know that we were listener supported. Well, now that you know we are and you know that the largest source of funding for WPR programs comes from you, make a donation.
Yeah, or maybe you wanted to listen for a while to see what you liked or what, or if you like what you heard. You're still listening, so now is the perfect time to support the programs you rely on. Your gift, maybe it's $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This drive, donate any amount and you could win $1,000 to buy a bike or accessories. What would you buy?
$1,000 would buy a lot of handlebar tape. And I need handlebar tape.
I would invest in an e-bike. It would make going up hills so much easier.
A more comfortable bike seat.
One lucky winner will receive a $1,000 gift card for Wheel and Sprocket to spend on their new bike or cycling gear. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter, so make your gift of any amount right now. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan, and your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And you might contribute $10 a month. Maybe you contribute $100 a month. It doesn't matter. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
And giving to WPR is so easy. All it takes is just a few minutes and a gift of any amount, say maybe $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of great shows. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And the fun thing about this hour, Larry, is that the dollar for dollar match is going on. There's lots of room for your gift to be matched. So, you know, you can think of a generous gift for yourself, but that's actually going to be doubled for Wisconsin Public Radio. Give now WPR.org or 888 202-255-2, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you to win $1,000 to spend on bikes or biking gear at Wheel and Sprocket. So give now, WPR.org, or at 888-202-2552. And, of course, sustainers who make ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered, of course.
And that's a really great benefit of being a sustainer. If you're not already a sustainer, become one right now. You can set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. It's easy to take care of. You go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
And Jennifer, we got some nice notes from Marianne and Katie.
Yeah, Marianne from Shorewood said, I'm donating for Larry Mueller and Chapter a Day. Neither one are to be missed. And I feel the same way. Also, Katie from Beaver Dam made a donation and said, I love Garden Talk and Larry, but also appreciate having a news source that I can trust.
Yeah, your
join
gift is
them.
Yeah. Join now. Your gift is very powerful. It makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much if you've already contributed. If you haven't, do it right now while you're listening to Michael Perry and I talk. Michael, back with us. He's come by many times, and sometimes during our fun drives, and it's always great to have him with us. He's a speaker, a musician. He's a best-selling author. You can join in and talk with him. The number to call, 800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas@WPR.org. And Michael, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Larry. It's good to hear your voice. Good to be on the air with you.
It's good to hear your voice. Although I heard it just before the show, I was listening to Michael Perry's voicemail. But before we get to that, let's talk about you. And, you're so used to getting out in front of audiences. What's the last 6 months been like for you?
Well, pros and cons. I've always been a loner, so despite what I do in public, I'm a pretty content guy in my little room with my writing. That said, our little family is like so many little families out there. We're self-employed. We've got a little small business, really, which is books and stories and me traveling and us growing some food here, and my wife works and teaches, and so there's no question that being pulled off the road has created some challenges financially, but I'm also very fortunate in that I've been able to get some writing done, get work on some self-publishing projects and a couple of other projects. And so at the end of the day, all I have to do is raise my eyes and look around me. And it hasn't been easy, and there are some challenges that remain and develop daily, but I also am just deeply grateful for the options that I have. And also, I've never been more grateful for the folks who read my work, because I hear from them, and they've helped us sustain as well, both in spirit and in more fundamental ways.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned your Michael Perry's voicemail. Not everybody probably knows about that. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, that's a new thing that we thought we'd give it a try, and it has exceeded our expectations. We weren't prepared. I don't mean we weren't ready, but we were pleasantly surprised is what I mean. And actually, if I have a hard time explaining it, if you just go to sneezingcow.com, I think it's the top post right now. It's just pinned up there. But basically, it's a cross between a news email newsletter and a podcast. And I just recorded one this morning for subscribers. I sit down once or twice a week, and I just talk a little bit about what's going on. And then I usually do, at the moment, we're calling it a Roughneck Rewind, where I go back and find one of my old Roughneck Grace columns, and I read it. And then I do a Roughneck Reflection, where I just comment on it. You know, like the one I read this morning, I wrote 6 years ago, and it was about me cleaning out the pole barn. And then I a comment 6 years later. How's that project going there, Sparky? And turns out not so good. But yeah, we've set it up so that there are different levels of subscription. There's a free one where, you know, we do send some out that just are available to everybody. And then we have a subscriber level where we get a few more folks. And it's really nice because I can literally, I record it right here in the little room over my garage, looking out over the back 40, and it's relaxed and laid back. It's very informal. Like if I make a mistake while I'm reading, we just plow on. I think one thing we've discovered, and it's happened even in the comments I've gotten about the newsletter, the voicemail project, is people actually like a little honest imperfection these days. And I can sure bring you lots of honest imperfection. So yeah, it's just called Michael Perry's Voicemail, and it's a real simple process to go to sneezingcow.com, and it'll link you in there, and you can see.
Yeah, it's really fun to listen to because it does sound, well, you're just sitting there talking to me, and it's sort of like a conversation, and it doesn't have all the fancy music and all the rest of it. I think you're right. I think a lot of people like the fact that it's sort of like a talk over the fence, across the fence.
Well, yeah, I don't in any way mean to diminish. Like, I love listening to something that's really well produced and does have recognizable intros and outros and segments. But in this particular case, since it's just me and we're pretty much, you know, it's hard to get together in studios and produce things right now. So, yeah, so far, just the visit over the fence or through the screen window has seemed to work for us.
Yeah, Eugene in Viola has something. Let's go there. Eugene, hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, good morning. I met you at the Kickapoo Valley Reserve a few years ago when you were up there and spoke, and it was just plain interesting to listen to you. But during the season, except for this season, everything is shut down. I run a shoeshine stand at special events during the season. And it isn't a stand, and it isn't me, but it's the people you get up on there and the stories they've got to tell and what they are doing with their lives. It's just plain interesting.
Thank you, Eugene.
I love to hear that because Eugene has discovered what I have, which is everybody is a book's worth and more of stories. Everybody's trying to find their way through this thing. And you find just in talking to, and I don't even like the phrase regular folks because we're all regular folks in our own way. But I guess what I more mean is just the average person on the street is just trying to find their way, and the twists and turns that life takes, there's something to be learned from all those folks. And what I really love is when it's someone like Eugene who understands that and appreciates that and knows you don't need someone famous to get their shoeshine to get a good story.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Eugene. Gay in Madison, we'll go to you next. Hi, Gay.
Hi, Michael. This is Gay. I've interviewed you once for Rosebud and come up to Eau Claire to meet you. Also taught most of your books for many years. I shouldn't say most, but the early ones. And what I remember best about interviewing you is a quality that you talk about a lot, and it's really, really necessary for us right now in the political and COVID crises, and that is equanimity. I keep returning. I've written that on a little card along with a few other things that I flip for myself each morning to try to remember not to fly off the handle quite so quickly. And maybe you want to talk a little bit about the meaning of the equanimity in general.
Man. Well, first of all, thank you for teaching the books. Talk about things I never anticipated as being homework, but I love it. Equanimity, man, I struggle with that every day, and I think so many of us are right now. And I think I'm supposed to do an interview next week with someone about, I wrote a book called Montaigne and Barn Boots, and it's about me trying to learn from a French philosopher. And, you know, there's a lot of humor in that, and I'm not an academic, and I can't recite dates and numbers and eras and all that, but I can read the stuff and just react to it. And And Montaigne, the person who wants to interview me, they want to talk about Montaigne and equanimity. And I wrote a lot about that in that book, and I've written about it in, I wrote about it in Visiting Tom. And it's a daily process. And, it, you know, I had a moment yesterday. I have a close family member who's quite young and very healthy, who's having some extended difficulties related to having contracted COVID. And I was working with someone yesterday that I've known for a long time that I like and will continue to work with. But he started to tell me about how this was all imaginary and, the usual alternative, I'll call them, views on what's going on with COVID. And I just had to quietly say, you know, here's what we're dealing with. Here's what I've spent the last 2 hours doing with someone very near and dear to me. And then we move on to the project at hand, and all I can hope is that he felt the sincerity in my voice, because I'm not going to get anywhere if I scream at him and run him off the property. The thing, and I'm starting to ramble already, so I'll try to wrap it up. The thing that's tough about equanimity is it's a really personal and internal struggle, and I don't know, you know, it. I don't know how powerful it is outwardly, but I guess all my only hope is to work on it inwardly and hope that it radiates out of me somehow.
Michael Perry, our guest today, author, musician, playwright. He's done so many things, and he's got a couple of books out. We're going to talk about those books. The latest two. One's called Big Boys, Big Rig. The Leftovers, and the other's called Million Billion. So we'll visit with him about that. But I want to bring Jennifer Dargan back into the conversation, because we are in our fall member drive. And your support, it's a really an essential piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy on WPR. In fact, listener support's the largest source of funding for our shows. So this drive, really your time to take some action. You make the programs possible when you give. So go to WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jennifer, how's our challenge grant going?
There's still plenty of room for you to get in on this challenge. When you take some action, your gift of $50 could actually mean $100 for Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift of $100 could mean $200 and so on. So we'd love you to take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs like The Larry Mueller Show when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, from 11 to 12:30 every weekday, we kind of take a break away from the news and from the politics. We focus on advice topics, the outdoors, interesting things going on at the university and in the state, health issues and finances. I like to feature Wisconsin authors as well. And here we are today talking with a Wisconsin icon, Michael Perry.
And I've already laughed out loud and like been brought into deep thought thinking about equanimity. There is so much that you get every day when you listen in. And there's a not so secret ingredient to our winning recipe, and that is listener support. Your support. You make the program possible when you make your donation, which, by the way, remember, will be matched dollar for dollar right now. You do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe you pay your bills online. You could support WPR in that same streamlined way by becoming a sustainer.
You can choose a monthly amount that works for you, $10 or $20 a month, and you can set up an automatic ongoing monthly gift from your bank account or from your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's easy to get started, and your support for WPR will always be current.
Up for a challenge? Ask for the first ever WPR puzzle when you give $12 a month or more. This 500-piece circular puzzle will put your skills to the test as you work to reveal the Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky. Wisconstellations. The only missing piece is your gift. Donate now. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support, the biggest source of funding for our programs, and that's why your support is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And it's such a great time to donate because we have a dollar for dollar match right now, up to $5,000. And it's from current members, including a member in Sun Prairie, and they have decided to double every dollar that you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Double the impact of your gift right now. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, so I think now would be a great time to make that decision to support WPR financially. It's simple as that. We're listener-supported. That means your support is crucial at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, I know there's some folks that want to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio, but also want to wait until these challenges come around. So now is your time. I'm cueing you. Right now is your time. Go to our website at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR is going to go twice as far this hour.
And, you know, I give regularly, but I'm going to give a little more this time around because I want that puzzle to be perfectly honest. So I'm going to put in another contribution for that WPR puzzle, and maybe you could show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio the same way. It's a circular jigsaw, reveals the night sky with a Wisconsin twist. And it's yours. I'm going to give $12 a month, add to my contributions at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I hope you will as well.
And it's a really cool name of this puzzle. It's called Wisconstellations. They don't
love it.
Tell us. We have to pronounce that on there, but I thought I'd be brave enough to try it out. Hey, Larry, Ruth from Madison made a donation and said, I'm tuned into WPR all day long. I listen all day to the many great shows on the Ideas Network, and it's time to show my appreciation for all of these wonderful gifts. Thank you so much, Ruth. Can you join Ruth and make your donation?
Do it right now. Your gift is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and you can do it right while you're listening to our conversation here with Michael Perry, New York Times bestselling author, a humorist from New Auburn, Wisconsin, and he also hosts the nationally syndicated 10-show radio, and fun having him with us. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Doing a little catching up with Michael Perry on the program today. It's always fun to talk with him. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you so much for joining in. I really wanted to have him on because he's got a couple of new books out, and it's always fun to talk with him about his books. One of them's called Big Boys, Big Rig, The Leftovers, and the other is called Million Billion, and I want to take them kind of one at a time here, Michael. Let's talk about Big Boys, Big Rig, The Leftovers. I really enjoyed reading the whole book. It was a lot of fun. But talk about this, The Leftovers part of this book title.
I hoped you'd ask about that. I refer to it as the most honest subtitle in publishing history. I got started years and years ago by self-publishing. I self-published four books and took them out to gift shops and craft fairs and set up my little folding table and just would try to sell them to whoever would come along. And that's how I got started. And so when we talked a little bit earlier about when things got shut down and I had to come off the road, I'd had several self-publishing projects in the hopper that I wanted to do for years and never got around to because I was on the road so much and writing other books for publishers. And so in this particular instance, back in the 90s, when I did those self-published books, then I wrote a book called Population 485, and it did better than any of us expected, certainly me. And as a result, the publisher right away said, "Do you have anything else?" And they took a bunch of my essays and short pieces and magazine articles and many of the pieces that were in those self-published books, and they republished them in a book called Off Main Street. It came out through Harper Perennial. But over the years, I've had people ask me for the rest of the pieces that didn't make it into that collection. And so I took those, all the pieces that didn't make it into Off Main Street, and we put them together in this very slim little book. And the other thing I did is I added commentary 20 to 25 years later. You know, what has changed? What do I think now about what I wrote then? And then we published it, this book called Big Boys Big Rig. And this one, it's a little harder to find. We basically just sell it through sneezingcow.com. If you can drop an email at orders@sneezingcow.com. Your indie bookstores can track me down and get it too. But yeah, it's just it's a collection of those older pieces and me reflecting on them.
And you know, they're really interesting pieces. I actually, since you mentioned 485, population 485, the piece on put the wet stuff on the red stuff, sort of in the start of that, you talk about how you came to write population 485. Which I thought was
right.
Really...
That was fun when I went digging back through and I found that essay and I went, oh, wait a minute. This is one of the essays. I wrote two essays and one of them is the one that's in Big Boys Big Rig. And it was one of the essays that led to getting the book deal to Population 485. So, yeah, it was fun to reflect on that. And I should explain the title, Big Boys Big Rig. Two of the self-published books were called, one was called Why They Killed Big Boy and the other one was called Big Rig's Elvis and the Grand Dragon Wayne, so we combined those two titles to come up with Big Boys Big Rig. There's also in this one, I just was scrolling through it here as we're talking, and there's an article about the musician Marty Stewart, which was just one of my favorite pieces to ever do. And there's also an interview that I worked really hard on, and I used my nursing degree to set up a format, and it was about a musician that I very much admired. And as I explained, and I go into pretty good detail, it made him completely angry, and his label got angry at me, and it was like I had a chance to write about someone I really admired, and I peeved them to a great extent, inadvertently. You just never know.
It was a great story, and I you know what else struck me about the book? I was where you wrote. I mean, you have pieces there from 9/11 magazine, from Esquire, from No Depression magazine, from Poets and Writers. I'm forgetting one at least. Wisconsin West was another one.
Yeah, and probably Road King magazine, which is a trucking magazine. That was part of the joy of it for me too. You've heard me say time and time again, I never anticipated any of this. When I get up in the morning and I'm free to write, I can't believe it. But it is also nice to go back and pull together old pieces like this and remember that, yeah, this didn't just start with a one book doing well. This was 8 years of writing for anybody that would have me on any subject, any topic, and interviewing anyone. And so it was nice to revisit it. This little book, Big Boys Big Rig, is a little bit of a roadmap of how we came to get wherever I am now.
Yeah, it is indeed. By the way, you can join in. I'm having so much fun here. I'm forgetting to give the phone number for other people to join in. If you have a question or comment, maybe something to tell Michael, I hope you'll join in. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us. The email address is ideas@wpr.org. And, you know, as I read through some of those stories, for example, your firefighting in Belize. Now, I looked at the title and I thought, well, why would I want to read about that? And then I read about it, and it was really an interesting piece. And I suppose I don't think you went straight to Belize just to write that story, but it turned out to be fascinating, a little sad in a way.
I think as a writer, I'll give you two answers. I'll give you an artful answer, and then I'll give you a pragmatic answer. So when you're a self-employed freelance writer, if you find yourself hitchhiking around Central America, of course, you're looking for those scenes. And I would always go and try to find the local fire department, because at that point I was very active as a volunteer firefighter. And so I would try to find those folks. That's where I would get my entry into the community and meet people. And so there's that aspect of it. And I also, the more pragmatic point of view was, I knew that there were rescue magazines out there that would pay for a piece like this. And furthermore, it might make parts of the trip tax deductible. So even way back then, I was always trying to be you know, be a writer and an artist and capture the feel of a place. Like you said, it wasn't all happy. It was not all glorious. But also going, well, you know, possibly this would save me a couple of bucks.
Well, and it was, I get a fascinating story. I went away thinking, man, that was interesting. I've had a little, some experiences of my own in South, Central and South America. And so it was a great read. And another one, just to mention, you interviewed, you had an interview in there with Steve Gunderson. And I thought, man, does that kind of ring relevant right now during this political time?
Yeah, I don't have much to say about that piece except exactly what you said. When I reread that, and I probably hadn't read it for 10 or 15 years, I just kept shaking my head in recognition at the things that Representative Gunderson observed and even predicted. And yeah, that's pretty much the rest of the piece speaks for itself, I think. Yeah.
It is a great piece, and man, am I glad I read this. Yeah. Well, we won't divulge all of the information in that piece. You'll have to read the, get a copy of the book, Big Boys, Big Rig, and take a look at it for yourself and see. And again, you can join in 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you as we visit with Michael Perry. Also visiting every once in a while with Jennifer Dargan because we're in our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Your support's essential piece for the funding for the Larry Mueller Show and all the programs you enjoy on WPR. In fact, listener support, as we've said, it's the largest source of funding for our programs. And I hope this drive, you take some time, take some action, make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jennifer, do we, is our challenge grant still in effect?
Still in effect, Larry. It's a dollar for dollar match up to $5,000. And it's a really great time. If you just tuned in, I want to let you know that current members, including a member in Sun Prairie, will double every dollar that you give. And it's their way of inspiring you to show Wisconsin Public Radio that you support it. Double the impact of your gift right now. WPR.org is a place to go, or 888-202-2552.
I really enjoy talking with Michael Perry. In fact, one of the things we try to do on the show is feature Wisconsin authors. Sometimes they're established authors like Michael Perry. Sometimes they're new authors out there, maybe with their first book, but they're from Wisconsin. So we say, what the heck, let's get them on and talk with them. And it's one of the kinds of, I think, benefits that you get as a listener. Enriching your life, learning about a new person, learning about something new. We don't always talk about authors. We talk about all kinds of things. And we do it, we're able to do it because WPR is listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And as the donor, you get to decide. You get to decide how much you'd like to give. And maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
That might be what you spend every month on takeout, maybe, for example. Things you enjoy that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun.
I felt so guilty. I felt like a freeloader for years. I have to say, I just became a member in this past year, and it was a sustaining member, and I want to make sure it fell on a time where I knew I was going to always have it, and I plan on putting you in my will. Even if it's only like a $500 gift, I plan on leaving my mark here. I want to make sure that this continues. I do. This is very important to me.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
Again, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan. Your support makes the WPR programs you rely on possible, and your gift could be $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount.
Maybe you've already made a donation this year, or you're a sustaining member. If that's the case, thank you so very much. Maybe you can consider making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive, and thank you for your extra support for the programs that you listen to each day.
Jennifer, I took a look at our dashboard, our member drive dashboard, and we still have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched. Give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your support goes twice as far.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you to win $1,000 to spend on bikes or cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket. You can give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, if you are making your ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And Jennifer, we got some nice comments from Gina, I think. And
yes, Gina from Montello says, due to the pandemic, I started working from home like many of us, right? You get me through my day, especially Larry Mueller. Thank you. Oh, that's so nice, Gina. And Dee from Elm Grove also donated. And again, enjoy Larry Mueller and the programs he presents, especially the physical therapist. Oh, we love the physical therapist, Lori and Jill. They're invaluable. We heard another listener tune in and said, you know, I don't have any body aches yet, or I don't have anything wrong with my body, but I just love the little slice of life that you hear from when the physical therapists are on. And I do too. It's really, really powerful.
And your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference. Please go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Hear the sinner say his prayer. He says, God, are you out there?
Michael Perry and the Long Beds singing away for us there to get you back into the show, our interview with Michael Perry. It's always great to have him on, and I certainly appreciate your questions or comments as we move along. The number to call, 800-642-1234, or email at ideas@wpr.org. Michael, quite a few people to talk with you here, so I want to go to the phones, and let's talk to Cynthia first in Menominee. Cynthia, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, both of you. Michael, I have been a fan of yours since before Population 485 was published, and you presented to our professional secretaries Bosses Day, and you read. I love your reading. You take on a different persona. But I try to buy every one of your books, and Montagna in Barn Boots was my favorite, even though my brother Tony couldn't figure it out.
You have no idea what a big smile that puts on my face, because I've probably told this story even on Larry's show before, but when I signed the deal to write Montagna in Barn Boots, or Montagna as more erudite people would say, I told my editor, I said, about half my audience is not going to care for this book, and I was right. But the thing that moves me about that book is it has not been my most popular book, but not since Population 485 have I written a book where I've received so much heartfelt communication, letters, emails, messages. And I think it's because there are parts of that book where I just I talk about things that a lot of us have uncertainty about and anxiety about. And even if you're a logger, you have anxiety about these things. And so your brother, there's quite a few folks that would go hang out with your brother, but there have also been quite a few folks that are with you. So thanks for saying that. And the other thing is, I've written long enough now that I learned a long time ago, and probably it started when I wrote that interview with that musician I talked about earlier. There's just no way to make everybody happy all the time. And so you always revert back to, well, let me write what's on my heart, and then we'll get on to the next thing. And, you know, if you weren't with me on this one, maybe you'll be with me on the next one. But thank you so much for those words.
Thank you, Cynthia. Well, James in Brookfield, it's your turn. James, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Larry and Michael. Michael, I enjoy your books, and I understand that you are a friend of Justin Vernon, and I read something recently that Justin Vernon is going to be touring in the state to talk to people about the importance of voting, and he mentioned that some people he knew, other artists and such, were going to also be involved in that. And I'm wondering if you had heard about that and if you might be doing any of those interfaces with the public yourself. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had had a talk with Justin about this a while back. He was talking to his neighbor, and to put it concisely, they are not in agreement politically, but they talked and they discussed it and they went about their day, and they're literal neighbors. And the neighbor is not in the entertainment business or anything like that. And so this moved Justin to say that as volatile as things are, his main thing is he just wants to talk to folks about voting and particularly people who feel that their vote won't be heard. So they don't want to vote. So I am not doing any face-to-face stuff, but I have, you will hear my voice on some of the things that they are sending out.
Yeah. All right.
James. It's called For Wisconsin, and they're doing it through the Eau Claire's Festival Aegis. So, and that's, if you Google EAUXCLAIRES, it's a very confusing spelling, and even I am not quite sure how to pronounce it, but you don't forget it. It's EAUXCLAIRES, and I pronounce it Eau Claire's, and some say Aux Claire's. But yeah, Justin is, I've known him for a long time. I don't mean in any way to claim anything he's become. He did that on his own, but way back when, a million years ago, when he was just a college kid with nothing, he and I, that song that you were just listening to, we recorded that song in the basement of the apartment that he rented next to a pile of his dirty laundry, because that's about all he had back then. He used to be in my band, and I always tell people he'll come crawling back.
Oh, man. James, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Oh, let's take another call. Randy in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Randy.
Hi, thank you. And Mr. Pree, you picked the right guy to be interviewed by. First, can I assume that the guy you were just talking about was the Bon Iver guy?
Yeah, no, I don't. And I know him, and even I don't know ever how to pronounce it. Bon Iver, Bon Iver, Bon Iver.
Bon Iver, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to know. I'm wondering if you got another novel in the works, and I'll assume your answer is yes. So I'll also ask if it's going to be the same sort of genre, or just, light reading.
I wasn't ready for this question, but I'll answer it straight on. I have what I'd call more a novella, so it's only right now about 35,000 words, I don't expect it to be much more than that. It's about 90% done, but it's also one of the darkest things I've ever written, and I think it's a reflection of my own anxieties and concerns and questioning myself and the things that I have believed, but it's also fiction. I mean, making it up. So one of my reservations always is, I learned this even with The Jesus Cow, which was the novel that I wrote. People just have to figure out how much of that is you. And I always say, well, of course you're drawing on your own experience, but it's fiction. I made it up. And it's the same with this novel I'm working on now. I'm completely making it up. But of course the observations come through my lens. But I was thinking I would release it yet this year, just as a self-published thing. I'll let some publishers take a look at it, but I'm not sure it's anything they want. If I can get that finished and I'm brave enough, I'll turn it loose. And then the other novel, I wrote a novel for young readers called The Scavengers. And for years I've been saying I'm almost done with the sequel, and that is still true. And I'm about 70 to 80% done with the sequel, and I was working on it yesterday. I'm desperately trying to get it out in 2021.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I was wondering about that sequel as well. I was on your store. I went to sneezingcow.com just to see if that... Did I miss something? Did he get that out?
Listen, I go into my own house and I get asked about that by my teenager. She's like, well, what are you working on today? The Scavenger sequel? Do I have to hear about it at home, too? It's so close, but it's just a matter of, you know, and honestly, I was on track to finish it. And then this year was a huge disruption for a lot of reasons beyond current events. And but I was working on it yesterday. I swear.
Yeah. And back to Bon Iver. I think it's pronounced Bon Iver. It looks like Bon Iver, but it's pronounced Bon Iver, isn't it? Somebody
That's
said that to
with.
Me.
I like to tease him because it's drawn from the show Northern Exposure.
Yeah.
And they always said Bon Iver only with an H. means good winter. It's a greeting or a farewell. And he told me once, well, I took the H off there because that would confuse people. I'm like, dude, you didn't really clarify. Yeah.
Michael Perry, our guest today, and he'll be with us for a long time here yet. We'll be taking a look at the news at some point, but then he's coming back after the news as well to talk with us. So I'm really looking forward to continuing my conversation with him, and I always look forward to talking with Jennifer Dargan. She stopped back to talk with you and with me about the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. You count on the Ideas Network for great discussions. It's your gift, any amount that makes these discussions possible. Listener support is so important. It's the largest source of funding for us, and that's why your support right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I'm a little nervous about our challenge grant because we've got a ways to go, if I'm not mistaken, Jennifer.
Well, we'll balance each other out. I'll be the optimistic one and you can be the nervous one. I think we're going to make it. We can make it. We can make our challenge grant that's in effect right now just for a couple more minutes from current members, including a member in Sun Prairie. And when you give right now, just for the next couple of minutes, your gift of $50 turns into $100, $150 turns into $300, and so on. So please take advantage of this match. We don't want to leave any money on the table. You can double your support for the great programs you listen to every day when you give right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I've always get a lot of response when Michael Perry's on the show. I'll get some emails or I'll get even personal conversation from friends who've heard the show on how much they enjoy listening to him talk or he and I to talk together. And I hope you're enjoying this as well. And all of the shows that we do during this 11 to 12:30 time period, I hope we enrich your life with these programs. I think we're kind of unique. Wisconsin Public Radio is a unique thing, and we're listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and then make your gift.
And goodness, there are so many good reasons to make your gift right now. Of course, it's the programming, right? It's the programs you hear every day. This great conversation with Michael Perry. The fact that Michael Perry is also the host of Tent Show Radio on the Ideas Network. Another great reason to support WPR. We've got that challenge going on. Another great reason to give. And then also you could ask for the first ever WPR puzzle. What a great thing to do in our current time. Piece together Wisconsin symbols in the night sky from our state bird, the robin, to the state tree, the sugar maple. And you can ask for this puzzle when you give your gift of $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I started listening when I was a grad student here in 1976. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. One reason I love listening is that I'm interested in a lot of different things, and WPR always has a lot of different things. I can hear everything from politics to gardening to travel information. I love just hearing that variety of things.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
That's right. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And your contribution might be $10 a month, might be $100 a month. We appreciate and we count and we certainly count on every gift.
And just less than a minute about here. If you get on the phone within a minute, I think we'll be okay. But to get in on that challenge grant dollar for dollar match, you can double the impact of your gift right now when you do it at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
It's a great time to donate. Current members have, you know, put their money where their mouth was for this challenge grant, and it's great to have them do that. And it's great to have you listening, and it's great to have you contributing. You choose how much to give. Contribution, any amount makes a big difference. And thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, this would be the time to do it while we can still double your pledge. So go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan. We'll be back with Michael Perry after the news.
Hear the sinner say his prayer. He says, God, are you out there?
Michael Perry and the Long Beds, bringing us to the second part of our program where we visit with some more with Michael Perry. I'm Larry Mueller, by the way. It's always fun to talk with Michael, New York Times bestselling author and humorist. His two new books, we've talked about one of them, Big Boys, Big Rig, The Leftovers, and we need to talk with him about Million Billion, brief essays on snow days, spit wads, bad sandwiches, dad snacks, hairballs, headbanging, bird love, and hope. Oh, man. Questions for him, or maybe you want to comment on something he's done. Maybe you've seen him in person. Maybe you have a comment about one of his books. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us. The email address is ideas@WPR.org. And Michael, I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you go to look at one of your books on Amazon, the books that come up as suggestions are all related to being a dad, from dad jokes to joke books to parenting.
Oh, that's interesting, because I'm also finishing a book. I have two books in the works, that Scavenger's book I mentioned, and then I'm finishing a book about fathers and daughters. But you say going to Amazon, sometimes I'm scared to go there because people say exactly what they think about you on Amazon. Yeah, it's interesting how all those algorithms work and, in fact, how they affect society in general. But I was going to mention, you kindly mentioned Million Billion, and tonight at 7 p.m. I'm doing a live Facebook stream event. It's kind of fun to say because it's combining Boswell Books in Milwaukee and then Books and Company in Economowoc. They do this Facebook streaming event with authors, and they call it Economowoc-y, which I love that because it incorporates two of my favorite things. When I go on book tour, there's always the publicists from New York always have a hard time. They'll say, you're going to go to Okonomowoc, and I always say Economowoc. And then the other thing is it says Milwaukee like we all say Milwaukee. You know, you take the L out. It's just M apostrophe Waukee. So, but yeah, that's I'll be doing that tonight with Million Billion.
I love Boswell Books. There are some great people there. Well, I tell you, the local booksellers the bookstores are wonderful, and we need to keep supporting them for sure. Well, I want to talk with you.
That makes me, I'm sorry to barge in, but
yeah, go ahead.
I just want to quickly say that, you know, we talked about Big Boys Big Rig, and that one's a little harder to find because it's more of a, let's call it a boutique production. But Million Billion is available through the very same distribution channels that all your indie bookstores use. So your indie bookstore can get a hold of this one if it's not in stock. And yeah, I'm the same way. The indies wouldn't be having this talk with you if it wasn't for them.
So. Yeah, for sure. And Million Billion, well, talk about, I've got some things I want to say about it, but tell us about Million Billion.
Well, it's a collection. So I write a weekly column for the Wisconsin State Journal called Roughneck Grace, and not everyone can always see those or keep up with them. And so what I did is I went back and took, I think it was 2 years worth of those, and read through them and edited them a little bit, and then we put them together in this collection. And I've done this before. Wisconsin Historical Society Press published two books, one called From the Top and one called Roughneck Grace, that were very similar, and they helped me put those together. And in those books, we kind of categorized everything. And in this one, I just chose to let the pieces be reprinted in the order that they appeared, because even though I don't come right out and state dates or times or anything like that, you kind of feel the way the 2 years unfold between the lines.
Yeah, and I'm glad you picked that way to do it. And I've subscribed to the Wisconsin State Journal, and I've read your column right from the beginning, and I've read every one of them. And so when I got your book, Million Billion, I thought, well, I'm going to remember all this. And I didn't remember all of it. And in fact, there were some I thought, gosh, did I read that? I can't remember reading that. But you know what? Even if you've already read the stories or read some of them at least, they bring to mind things that you may have forgotten, or they may call to mind your own experiences. You write about Norb Bly a little bit, or at least mention him when you're writing your play. You were in his shack up there in Sister Bay, and Norb was a great fan of the show, and he and I talked a lot of times. He was a great guy. I love that mustache of his.
Yeah, I think the best thing about that was knowing who he was and his legacy and all that he had done. And to be aware of that and all the work that he had put out there. It was a privilege and an honor to even open that door and do a little writing in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary in near Ripon, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell Michael how much I enjoyed his... There was one TV show where you talked about how when you were a runner in high school, and there were some runners from another nearby school that came to the realization that they were always going to be at least 15 seconds better than you. And I thought that was really good, as opposed to all these people that tell me if I just try hard enough, I can win an Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, I've had that talk with my kids, and I remember writing about that, and I knew some people wouldn't like it, but yeah, it was so great to be to train with those guys. So this was in New Auburn, and our track team was always very small. I think my junior year, there were only 5 to 7 of us. And my senior year, I was it. I was the boys' track team. And I ran the mile and 2 mile. Well, you like to train with somebody sometime. And so I would train with these two guys from Chautauqua, Wisconsin. And they were both better than I was. And I was decent. I could run I ran a 4:48 mile, and I could run a 10-something 2 mile. But I was never going to threaten anybody professionally, but I could hang right in there, and I would win our conference sometimes. But when I ran with those guys, when I trained with them, they were just better than I was, and I would finish third to them constantly. And like this gentleman said, in the 2 mile, I could count on finishing 12 to 15 seconds behind them. And rather than make me sad, it just kind of helped me move on with life, where as he said, despite the inspirational posters and despite people saying, all you have to do is believe and train harder, and there's a moment when it's okay to go, no, that guy's just better than I am. So
I appreciate him bringing that up.
I was thinking about my own daughter who was on the high school golf team in her freshman year, and she didn't want to do that. She wanted to run cross country, and I said, well, just go ahead and do that. Well, the truth of the matter is she's a better golfer than she is a cross country runner, but it doesn't matter to her because she likes doing it, and she's got a bunch of good friends that she's made in the cross country team. And she's happier.
Yeah. No, when I think back to track, I don't think about being sad because those guys beat me. I think of all the nice times we had and the times I did win. And, and I think about coming out of, I think about coming out of turn four and seeing them crossing the finish line. All right. <You're... laughs> happens all the time.
Bob in Exonia, we'll give you a chance now. Hi, Bob.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to tell Michael, I knew of him as an author, and I saw one of his books at a rummage sale. Truck, A Love Story, is that it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
And,
yep.
I brought it home, put it on the kitchen table, and my wife saw it and just laughed. And I began to read your books over the years, and I've really enjoyed them, and I'm going to make Christmas shopping easy for my daughters this year. Just to get a couple of Michael Perry books.
Oh, man.
Well, I appreciate that, and I also love, you know, hearing people discovering work like that in a rummage sale. Again, I've had this odd little career where things have gone well enough that if I keep at it and keep hustling, you know, especially right now during these times, our little family makes a living, but I'm not famous in the sense that, you know, I'm not recognized and I can go here and there, and I'm not I'm not complaining, I'm just reporting. I can't live off my book royalties. And so I love it when someone just stumbles on that truck book. A lot of people stumble on a truck when they're looking through Chilton's auto repair manuals, because that book, they never know where to classify it because it's nonfiction and it says truck. And so they put it with the auto repair manuals. And that, of course, there's a great irony in that, and that if you read the book, you find out it's predicated on me being completely incompetent as far as mechanics. So I love those little origin stories. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Tim in Genesee, we'll go to you next. Genesee Depot, thanks for calling.
Hello, Michael. Good luck this evening with Lisa and Daniel. This works out. The timing is perfect. My question is, how's the Red International doing?
Well, like, one of the problems of writing about whether it's your kids or your trucks or whatever is that the books are frozen in time. So I have people shocked to find out that my daughters are 20 and 13 because maybe they just read the book where the younger one was just born in the house, you know. And there's also people have come to me, they've gone to New Auburn, my hometown, and they're like, well, it's nothing like you describe it in the book. And I have to point out, well, that was, you know, 22 to 25 years. The scenes I was describing took place almost a quarter century ago already. And with the truck, it's the same, because I love that truck as much as I ever have. But it got to the point where we live in a real hilly place, and the emergency brake on that thing isn't much good, and the regular brakes aren't any better. And so operating in hilly country was kind of a problem. So I parked it in the pole barn for a while, and then a while, of course, became a couple of years. And then one day my elder daughter asked to have me pull it out so she could get a graduation picture taken in it. And that, of course, just made my heart glow because the fact that you – but I knew it wouldn't start. But I went to pull it out with the tractor, and the rear axle was locked up solid. So that's the report on the truck. It's still here. It certainly would run, but it would take you a couple days to get it started, I think, and then probably just got to bathe it in WD-40 or something to get that rear axle.
Oh, thanks, Tim. And again, go back and mention it. Tim mentioned what you're doing tonight. Mention that again.
Yeah, I got this new book, Million Billion, and so Books and Company out of Oconomowoc and Boswell Books in Milwaukee are doing a joint Oconomowoc event where I'm going to do a live Facebook stream. I sound like an old dad who doesn't know what Facebook really is. And so if you would, probably your best bet is just to go to either website for either Books and Company and Oconomowoc, or go to Boswell Books website, and they'll have information on how you can link into that. And those are always fun. They're a nice free-flowing conversation, much like this. I always have my fingers crossed a little bit because of where I live out here in the country. We don't have internet. We have what we call henternet. And it often feels like it's powered by a very weak and anemic gerbil. But hopefully he'll run on his wheel and we'll be able to hook up.
Oh, and I tell you what, if you go to sneezingcow.com, it's always so much fun to go there to see everything you've got. You have got a lot. You have done lots of good things in your life, Michael Perry, and you continue to do them. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today. It's always such a pleasure.
Well, thank you, and a big thank you to the public radio listeners, many of whom, as I mentioned in conversation with one of my neighbors the other day, many of whom I've met and who have calloused hands as well. It's not just one type of person that's a public radio listener. So thank you to all you out there.
Michael Perry has got new books out. One's called Big Boy's Big Rig, The Leftovers. I loved it. And I also love Million Billion you can find for sure. Go to sneezingcow.com, the store, and you're going to find those books. But you can get them also at your local bookstore. And why not head to the local bookstore and pick those up? And while you're thinking about that, you might also think about Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Member Drive, because Jennifer Dargan is joining us again to talk with you and with me about it. And I tell you what, we rely on you for contributions. You rely on the Ideas Network, certainly for shows like this one, all kinds of interesting discussions. We rely on you to keep the programs going strong. And listener support's important, isn't it, Jennifer?
Right. It is the largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and we really have a reason to celebrate our listeners, our members. You know, we had that challenge grant last hour, Larry, and it was met. So you didn't need to get nervous about it. It worked out okay, and we are so grateful to everyone who donated the last hour. And if you didn't get in on that, there's still time for you to make your gift of any amount. It's important, and it makes a difference. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know what I did during the news break? I went online. I went to WPR.org. I clicked donate, and I donated more than enough to cover that puzzle book.
You got with Constellations.
And I can tell you right now, it didn't take long because I was in and out in a couple of minutes and back before the news was over with. So there you go. It's easy. So it's easy to do.
These numbers pop up on the screen and I see, like, we got another donation. Sometimes we see a name in a city and we can think, but I can say to you, Larry, thank you for your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's your donation that really makes what we do here possible. If you haven't given yet, join Larry, join the thousands of other WPR members by donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, on the show, we cover lots of different topics on this program. We talk Wednesdays pretty much always environment, but we talk about consumer issues. Of course, Fridays is always garden talk. Thursdays, we do a lot of advice kinds of shows that might be having to do with your car, or maybe it's got to do with your house. Health shows, maybe those are shows that have to do with whether ailment you might or might not have. And I love to have authors like Michael Perry on. And all these shows are possible because of your financial support. And if you haven't contributed yet, I hope you'll do it right now. You enjoy the shows on the Ideas Network. You can help keep them going with your gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
The programs that are your companion every day are the main reason that we would like you to make a donation right now. But maybe you're also interested in that puzzle that Larry was talking about. It's really cool. You can go to our website and see a photo of it. It's a circular puzzle, and it comes together to reveal Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky as constellations. We call it Wisconstellations. You can enjoy hours of fun with your WPR puzzle, and it is yours with a gift of $12 a month or more. You can take care of it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I contribute other times of the year as well, but I had to get that puzzle. So I put my contribution in. I went a little over the $12 a month, but you can do $12 a month and you'll get that puzzle. I know one listener made their donation and said we couldn't live without WPR, though I think they said we could live without WPR, though we sure wouldn't want to. And maybe you feel the same way. That's kind of like what Michael Perry might say, that, you know, that listening to WPR makes your life a little better.
It really does, whether it's keeping up with all that's happening in Wisconsin or around the world, or maybe it's the laughs we get here on this show and some of the weekend shows. There's always something good to listen to.
And because WPR makes your life better, help keep it going. Your gift right now, WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 is so important.
You can turn on the radio every day and you don't get an upfront charge. It's not like those subscription services where you have to pay or else you're locked out. WPR is available to everyone because listeners like you help cover the costs.
Join in today. Become a member with your first ever gift of $10 or $20 a month. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, we ask you to decide how much to give. And no matter what you choose, you get 24 hours a day of news, talk, music, and entertainment in return. That's a great deal. Where do you wish you could get that deal?
I'd love to go to the record store and name my price for a lot of the albums I see.
If I could pick and choose for shoes, that would be fantastic.
Netflix, streaming options, music, and a weekend cocktail, too.
During this pledge drive, we ask you to contribute as generously as you can. And, unlike with other things, you'll always be the one to decide how much to give.
That's right. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support, the biggest source of funding for our shows, and that's why your support is so important during our drive. And maybe you give $10 a month. Maybe you could give $100 a month. Well, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
It definitely is. And we only have just a couple minutes here to talk to you before Chapter a Day coming up. But we want to say that giving is so easy. You can get it taken care of before Chapter a Day starts. All we need is your name and your contact information, how much you'd like to give, how you'd like to pay, and you can get on your day.
I did it during the newscast during this show. I made a contribution. It just takes a couple of minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. And those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now is the time to give. We're wrapping up the end of the show. Give right now while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to contribute.
It does indeed. And think about what you spend money on every day. Is it coffee, takeout? It all adds up. It's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine. And Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine as well. It's your news source.
Yeah, spend some money on it today. You can start with a dollar a day. It's $30 a month. You can take care of it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I want to really thank you if you've already contributed. It means so much to us. I really appreciate it. If you haven't contributed yet, I hope you'll do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan. Thank you for listening and stay with us on the Ideas Network.